The providence of God involves the will of God. And of course, the will of God that is revealed teaches us that Jesus is the author of eternal salvation to those that obey him. Hebrews 5 and verse 9. If Jesus is the author of eternal salvation to those that obey him, then is he also the author of salvation for those that disobey him? Of course not. He is the author of eternal salvation to those that obey him. In fulfilling God's will in our daily walk of life, remember the passage of Romans chapter 8 and beginning at verse 28. We know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and to them that are the called according to his purpose. We find ourselves loving God and doing his will wherever we go and whatever circumstances, and we're told we know that all things work together for good. The idea of Paul was the concept that no matter what we may face, good will ultimately come as a result of it. Much like the old description given of the recipe, not everyone can enjoy pure salt or pure vanilla or pure something else. You would find yourself in the throes of those particular elements, but mixed together and fashioned with something that will connect them, such as an egg or some oil of some kind. A cake can be produced that is wonderful in its flavor, tasty in its production, and beneficial to the health of the one who partakes of it. All things working together for good is a result of many a recipe that otherwise elements of them would be rejected by most of those who are eaters. The Bible tells us that God works within our lives because we love him and we are the called. We find ourselves obeying God. We find ourselves being blessed. Now, some people mistakenly think that material blessings are the blessings directly from God to his people. Yet Jesus affirmed to you and me in the Sermon on the Mount that the rain falls on the just and the unjust. The sun shines on the just and the unjust. And just because a person has a better production in the garden doesn't mean that individual is closer to God than others. To the contrary, the rain falls on the just and the unjust, and the sun shines on the just and the unjust alike. But the guarantee of the Lord in Romans 8 and 28 and following is that we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and the called according to his purpose. And so it is that the promise of God is to dwell within our lives, and obviously those things must therefore be spiritual blessings for you and for me. Spiritual, wonderful blessings are assured to you and me as we pray, as we live for the Lord from day to day. Let us be people then who enjoy the providential blessings of God according to his will. His revealed will stand as the standard of judgment at the last day. Jesus said that in John 12, verses 48 and 49, saying that the words that he spoke were not his own, but the Father's words that he commanded. He said, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my word hath one that judgeth him. The word I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." That word being the standard of judgment in the last day, you and I need to read his word. We need to put into practice what he has said. For his word is that which will stand as the standard of judgment at the last day. The will of God will be carried out at that time. When you and I find ourselves in the word of God obeying what he says, he's the author of eternal salvation to those that obey him. Hebrews 5 verse 9. But he does not make that promise to those that disobey him. Thanks for your study with us of this important topic, the providence of God, a study of the will of God. And in your life and mine, let's follow his revealed will, and let's look forward to the blessings of God as we love him and do the activities of life to serve our fellow man in a faithful way. God will be with us. He promises, and Paul said, we know that all things will work together for good to them that love him and those that are the called according to his purpose.